Happy Sunday to you and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So it's been a great first week here in our aligning and manifesting topic, and I hope you've enjoyed it from the new bundle with the meditations and the soul journal that I hope you've had time to do, your card readings, and thanks for your feedback. Everyone seemed to be really tuned in with what their card was for them, which was great to see. And also the class we did on Monday and your teaching on Wednesday, asking you to really look at your daily devotional practice and what might be blocking you from moving into that place of alignment. So I wanted to give you a few days space before your next teaching, just to give you a chance to catch up with all of that and to take the time for yourself to journal, meditate, and kind of get clearer on where you want to be with that. So one thing that I wanted to say for today is, you know, our thoughts create our emotions, and our emotions are what we feel very deeply, but we also feel them in the body. And a lot of times emotions are stored in ourselves that we don't really know are there. And this was very prominent for me yesterday when I was doing something that I felt really good about. I felt great. I was full of energy. I went off to do this thing. And while I was in the middle of doing it, I actually felt this fear come up. And it was fear of something related to it from like a year ago, which I had thought I'd moved on from. But the way that my fear was coming out is my body was actually getting quite nervous. And I realized at that point that even though I felt good, like I felt physically good, my mind felt really clear and I felt really energized and positive, my body was actually holding a little bit of fear from this previous situation. And this is where we've got to really tune in and come into ourselves when we want to move into alignment more, because we need to embody, I suppose, what it is that we're trying to create. So like if we're trying to move into a place of calm and peaceful energy in place of fear, we've got to understand maybe where there is a lack of calm, where there is a lack of peace, where the fear is. When we feel anxious, where are we holding that within the body? Because that's, you know, our thoughts are creating our emotions. So what we're thinking about is making the body feel things and making our emotional self feel things. And these are part of the aspects that block our ability to move into alignment or move into flow. So back in 2011, I stayed up, I remember, till like 3 o'clock in the morning, because a girl in America that I followed was doing a free class all about this thing that she called love or above. So it was about being at this state of consciousness of in a place of peace and love. And she introduced me in that class, or introduced all of us, I should say, in that class, to a scale of consciousness developed by Dr. David Hawkins. And this scale of consciousness really looked at the lower vibrational energies we have from our emotions and the higher vibrational energies. Now, I've spoken about this before under the term of the emotional vibrational chart, as I call it myself. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about this, because this is what I really do feel is a more simplistic way of looking at it, but that can help you on a daily basis to really tune in and tap into where you are and how far or close you are to your true self, because that's what alignment really is. It's about being connected to your truest form of yourself, but also feeling that kind of zen, peaceful energy, which we get from time to time in our life. We're not going to feel that all the time, but we can connect in with that more often. Or like I was saying to you, there was obviously this energy of fear running through my body I wasn't aware of. Wouldn't it be lovely if there was just a overall feeling of peacefulness running through my system more often than not, and I didn't even need to tap into it. It was just there all the time. I hope that makes sense. So the scale, which I have mentioned before, and there's a picture of it under this teaching here, runs from 0 to 1,000. 1,000 being the highest state of enlightenment, which we'll probably reach when we die or our soul evolves. The Dalai Lama, they'd say, will be about 700. The state of love is 500. So how much healing we can do from that place, how much love can actually change the world quite literally and change ourselves. If we were fully in love with ourselves, how good would we be feeling all of the time? How compassionate would we be towards ourselves all of the time? The average person on this scale only reaches around 210, which is around the state of compassion. So this is like feeling compassion for others and feeling kindness for others. It's about bringing that back to ourselves as well as giving it out to other people. So from 500 upwards, it's like we're really in this elevated state of consciousness. We're really feeling into things and we're bringing in high vibrational energies. And from 500 down, not that 500 is like a minimum, but from 500 down, it just starts to get a little bit lower. And as it moves down to 0, obviously, we're, you know, not really contracting at all there. But 20, 40, 60, and 80, like we actually in those lower, very, very low, I think 500 now, we're going down to 20. 20 is shame. Then we go up the scale, guilt, anger, and all of that. And they are low vibrational energies that a lot of us feel a lot of the time, but it's about wondering whether that feeling is there more often just in the background that we're not connected to. It's in our subconscious mind. So to really have a sense of where we are and to clear things in our life or heal them, we have to be aware of what we're truly feeling. I've spoken a lot, you know, over the years about positive and negative emotions and trying not to force ourselves to be positive when we don't feel like that. Now, I don't think that we should go around saying, oh, I feel awful, and then just sitting in that for like ever. But I'm pretending then on the other side of going, I feel awful, but I'm just going to pretend I'm positive and I'm happy all the time. It's got to be a balance. There's an awareness that we need of our negative emotions. And obviously the aim and the goal and the want, the desire is to come into a positive place. But to do that, you have to understand how you feel first so that you can shift out of that. You can look at your thoughts. You can look at your emotions and say, okay, I'm feeling fear. Where is this fear coming from? Like I did yesterday, and was able to move out of it pretty fast because I recognized where it had come from. I understood it. And I said to myself, okay, that's something I'm going to work on over the next couple of weeks now around really clearing the fear of that old situation. And that's totally and utterly understandable. But those things can trigger us off. And if I wasn't clued in enough to say, okay, that's what it's connected to, and I can do a bit of work on that and could move myself out of it yesterday quite quickly, that could sit with me for weeks and weeks or months on end, like it used to do. You know, it really used to do that to me a lot. So if this stuff works and it can heal and it can clear things. So the scale is basically getting you to look at where you are on a daily basis. I, from 2011, used to save that as a screensaver on my phone because every day I would just check in with where I was at. I've talked to you about like putting in, you know, reminders on your phone like once or twice a day to say, okay, how am I feeling? Just literally like an alarm, it goes off and it'll come up. Instead of saying alarm one or whatever it will say, how am I feeling? You can put that little message in and maybe have a look at the chart and see. So I'd like you to try this continuously now, but really over the next few days, like looking in and seeing, is there something there that you aren't even aware of? I asked you to look at things the other day, you know, that you were aware of, but this is about bringing awareness to things that are under the surface that we need to bring up. Also, it's about trying to say, well, how can I move up the scale? If I'm at 20, let me get to 40, let me get to 60. Maybe you might be at 20 today and you'll say, right, by the end of the week, I want to be at 100. Maybe you're at 300 and you say, right, by the end of the week, I want to be at 500. Maybe you're already at 500 and you want to get to 600, you know, or 550, whatever it is, or 520. So it's about just saying, like, how can I make small little improvements in terms of how I feel? I don't have to jump from 20 up to 500 overnight. I can get there in my own time. But looking at how can you do that? What's going to help you to do that? And that comes back to what I spoke about on Wednesday, which is the devotional practice. So what works for me is like rest, calm, being around good people, meditation, you know, just that's what works. And really tuning in to what works for you, because not everything that works for me will work for you and vice versa. And finding those little sweet spots, let's say, of what can bring that healing. But the awareness is key aspect to this. So you can look at the chart below if you want to hold your finger down on it. You'll be able to download the image yourself and save it as a screensaver if you want. I think it's a really, really good practice to do, and I hope it helps you over the coming days. Wish you a beautiful Sunday and look forward to talking to you soon.